One day as we gather around the throne, there's going to be people from every single language rejoicing and praising our Father. Whether it's going to be in Swahili and English and French and Urdu and you name it, we're going to be there praising and glorifying our God. So we've been walking through the Lord's Prayer over the last couple of weeks. 2 weeks ago, we started off by looking at the word "our," that this relationship we have with God is not a privatized relationship, but together we're called. Together we follow our Lord. And then we talked about Father last week, and the fact that this is an intimacy of relationship. The best father ever, was part of the family of God. And this morning, very quickly, talk about an entire phrase. Not just one word, but an entire phrase. Who is in heaven? Our Father, who is in heaven? The psalmist declared, "Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth." And Jesus, as he teaches his followers, his disciples, to pray this prayer, he links this phrase, "Who is in heaven," with "Our Father." It's prompting us to remember that this God, the one true God, made heaven and earth and the sea and everything in them. Now, when the Bible uses the word heaven, it's usually referring to the place where God dwells from authority, not necessarily a physical place. I was in Staples yesterday afternoon. That's where I always hang out on a Saturday afternoon. I was at the very back looking at some tables. We want to replace our old wooden tables in Theater One. And I had two conversations with people I know who are believers who are part of other churches. And I'm not sure how we got on this subject, but I somehow mentioned that we were walking through the Lord's Prayer. And I said, this morning we're going to talk about who art in heaven. And the one person described heaven as being someplace far off and distant and had this idea of a distant relationship with God. And so we got into quite a discussion on that. And the other person I talked to said, no, heaven is right here. We just don't see it. And he nailed it. Heaven is here. God is in authority. God is in control. God is in power. He operates in a different dimension, a broader dimension. And so when Jesus here reminds us that God, our Father, is in heaven, he's encouraging us to place our trust, to place our confidence in the one who is totally and completely trustworthy. Paul writes in 2 Timothy 2:13, if we are faithless, he, that is God, remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. God's not distant. Now, some of you will remember a long time ago, Bette Midler sang a song that talked about God watching from a distance. No. If you're a follower of Jesus, Jesus is in you. The Father heart of God is in you. Heaven is breaking in. When the Bible speaks of God being in heaven, he's referring to his exalted place, the place where he rules from power and authority. Hebrews says he's seated at the right hand of the throne of the majesty on high, and we'll get to it in a couple of, next week in Colossians 1, because he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. Last year when we were walking through the book of Acts, we came to Acts 17, said God is near to each one of us. He's not far from any one of us, for in him we live and move and have our being. When we pray to our Father who is in heaven, we understand heaven as overlapping creation, but often invisible to our physical senses. God is with us. God is here. And when we think of our Father in heaven, remember that as God's people here on earth, we're in some senses in exile. We're on a journey. Hebrews talks about us looking for that heavenly city. You know, Jesus, and this is really from what's the real Lord's Prayer in John chapter 17, when he prays in the garden. He says, I have given them. He's talking to his Father. He says, I have given them, his disciples, your word. And the world has hated them, for they're not of the world any more than I am of the world. My prayer is that not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They're not of the world, even as I am not of it. You've sent me into the world. I have sent them into the world. As God's children, we live as citizens of heaven, but in a world that does not acknowledge and is often hostile to his leadership. We persevere by faith because our God, our Father, is with us. Our Father is in heaven. And so we're going to pray again this morning, the Lord's Prayer. And each week as we pray, we're going to use a different translation. And so this morning, we're going to use the New American Standard. And so I invite you to pray with me. Our Father, who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I invite the worship team to come and lead us as we continue to worship and celebrate.